Hare Krishna. So Krishna is telling us how he is the cause of everything, but along with that, he is the essence of everything that exists, everything that we see around. So let's see something more in shloka number 10. Bijam mam sarva bhutanam viddhi partha sanatanam buddhir buddhi matam asmi tejas tejasvinam aham. Now Krishna is going to another level and he's saying how he is the root of everything that exists. Look at this. Partha viddhi. O Partha, O son of Pritha, O son of Kunti, please know what? Sanatanam bijam mam sarva bhutanam. I am Sanatanam Bijam. I am the original seed of Sarva Bhutanam. That is of all the living entities, all that exists. And then he says, Buddhir Buddhimatam Asmi. I am the intelligence of all the intelligent ones. Tejas Tejasvinam Aham. I am the prowess of all the powerful men. So now Krishna has gone very, very deep on the subtle platform and he's telling that he is the root of everything. So let's see some of the important aspects here. There are various living entities, movable and inert. Birds, beasts, men and many other living creatures are moving living entities. Trees and plants, however, are inert. They cannot move but only stand. Every entity is contained within the scope of 84 lakh species of life. Some of them are moving. Some of them are inert. In all cases, however, the seed of their life is Krishna. So we have 84 lakh species. There are 84 lakh species. Basically, different types of bodies are available. And who is the root of all this? Krishna is the root of all this. All the bodies which are existing. He is the root. Now, how can we understand this? So the start of the creation, when nothing was existing, so Krishna was present. In a very, very nice form called Pradhan. Pradhan is the form which is unmanifested material nature. So Krishna was present in that form. And he is the root. He is the root from which everything is manifested. Obviously, Krishna is present in his original form all the time. But then for this material creation, he is present also in the form of Pradhan, the unmanifested material nature. And by his glance on Pradhan, then the living entities were injected into the Pradhan and various things manifested. Agitation started and the creation started in various ways. So that's a different topic altogether which we can discuss later. But here we need to understand that how Krishna is the root of all that we see around, all the different bodies, all the different species, those are existing. He is the root. So it is said here, that as stated in Vedic literature, Brahman or the Supreme Absolute Truth is that from which everything is emanating. So Brahman is the Brahma Jyoti that we're talking about and Krishna is called as Parabrahman, that is the Supreme Spirit. So Brahman, the Brahma Jyoti is impersonal. But when it comes to Parabrahman, Krishna is personal. So here it is given that Krishna is the source of everything, he is the root. As the root of a tree maintains the whole tree, Krishna being the original root of all things maintains everything in this material manifestation. So if suppose there is one question that is posted, who is the root of the entire creation? Only one answer, that is Krishna. He is the root of everything that exists in this world. So a very nice shloka from Katha Upanishad which says, Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadhati Kaman. So here it is said, Nityo Nityanam. He is the prime eternal among all eternals. Chetanas Chetananam. He is the supreme living entity of all living entities. Eko Bahunam Yo Vidadati Kaman. He is the maintainer of everyone. So in this way we understand that without Krishna, nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to happen. But still, unfortunately, you know what happens? We are busy making various things in this world. We are inventing various things and then we say that, oh, I did it. I did it. I invented this particular thing. And because of me, all these things are happening. But then Krishna, to counter that particular thing, Krishna is saying, I am the intelligence of intelligent. So it's very clear. Buddhir buddhimatam asmi. I am the intelligence of all the intelligent people. See, one thing is very clear. In spiritual life, one important factor that is needed to progress is humility. We have to remain humble. We have to remain humble, understanding that I don't have any existence as such of my own. It's Krishna who is present in each and every phase of my life, in each and every limb of my body. Just imagine, whatever we are doing in our life, it's because, you know, we have some intelligence and we are going to use that and, you know, do various things. But if that intelligence is taken away, tell me, what can we do? We cannot do anything. So it's very clear that Krishna is that root. Krishna is the intelligence in all the intelligent people. So here it is very nicely given that one cannot do anything without intelligence. And Krishna says that he is the root of all intelligence. And a very nice point is mentioned. Unless a person is intelligent, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna Bhakta Bada Chatur. Krishna's devotees are very intelligent. Why? Because they understand the fact of life, they understand the truth of life. So in this way, there is no question of becoming proud. Sometimes people are very proud saying, you know, I am all powerful. I can lift whatever, you know, you want. I can lift. I'll show you what I am. But then to counter that, Krishna says, Tejas Tejasvi Naam Aham. I am the prowess. I am the strength of all the powerful people. So it's very clear that whatever we have got in our life, whatever we have got, all that is just the presence of Krishna in our life in that particular form. He is present as intelligence in intelligent people. He is present as strength or prowess in the powerful people. In fact, he is the seed of everything that exists around us. So whenever some person is doing very well, say in corporate or in school, college, wherever, he's scoring good marks or he's faring well in his corporate project work or whatever it is. So at that time, instead of being envious, instead of trying to pull the person down, if we can just change our perspective and see that, oh, he's so intelligent. And intelligence is who? Krishna. So how great, you know, Krishna is that he's, you know, working through this person also. When we see someone very powerful doing great feat, so what do we remember? It's not that, oh, I'm not able to do, oh, it's so sad. That's okay, that's different. But then here a Krishna conscious perspective is, oh, so nice. Krishna is getting some work done through him in the form of strength, by giving him strength. So in this way, every fear, every phase of life can be made Krishna conscious if we understand these verses of Bhagavad Gita. So we say that verses of Bhagavad Gita is very, very practical. Now tell me, if someone understands this, that Krishna is the intelligence of the person who is intelligent, Krishna is the power in the person who is very, very powerful, Krishna is the seed of everything, tell me, where is the question of enviousness that will come here? No one will be envious. In fact, life will be so simple if we understand all these things, because we will not have competition. No, we will not have that negative competition that is happening in this world. It will be all positive. It will be all positive. The person will feel that positivity around when his perspective changes. And that's what Bhagavad Gita does. Bhagavad Gita changes our negative perspective to a positive perspective. Our perception is changed from negative to positive. And when that happens, the person can remain very, very satisfied and live a very happy and blissful life. Why? Because now he is able to perceive Krishna everywhere and not just the matter or material things which are present around. And all this is possible just by reading Bhagavad Gita. But this will still remain theory. When we are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and rendering some practical service in the service of Lord Shri Krishna, in the service of the mission that we have, spreading Krishna consciousness. When we do all this, what happens? The theory that is there, that will get transformed into realization. And when that realization comes, then yes, now we'll be able to see Krishna everywhere. That's how a pure devotee sees. Now a very nice shloka from Chaitanya Charitamrita, now it says, Sthavara jangama dekhe na dekhe tara murti, sarvatra nija hoy ishta deva spurti. So sthavara and jangama, that is moving and non-moving. When a pure devotee sees, What is he actually seeing? He's seeing that his Ishtadev Krishna is personally present everywhere. This is called as becoming fully Krishna conscious. And when someone becomes fully Krishna conscious, yes, he has got the ticket to go back to Godhead. So in this way, these verses, Krishna is actually telling us so that firstly, we become non-envious. We understand how Krishna is present in everyone. And at the same time, we become fully Krishna conscious by remembering Krishna whenever we see all these different aspects in our life. So now, Krishna has gone to another level. Now Krishna is actually going to go to another level to tell us how in various activities also we can see Krishna. Various very, very private activities also we can see Krishna. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.